filled to walk worthy today on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I'm your host, Dave Pritchard, and welcome to 2022. It's amazing how much time flies. And I hope that the holiday season was a blessing to you and that you're ready to tackle a new semester and new opportunities for impact. Personally, I just returned from the ABCA, the largest baseball coaching convention in the world, and I'm refreshed and ready to tackle the upcoming season. It's my prayer that this podcast can help you feel the same, encouraged and ready to go. As always, if you like what you hear, please like, share, and subscribe to the show so our reach can be enlarged and more coaches and more players can be impacted with the Word of God. This spring, we're going to begin a new journey through the book of Colossians. I believe there's much a believer and a coach can learn from this book that will prove beneficial in their daily life. I like to think of this adventure as a new challenge for a new year. Today, we're going to begin with Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14, which reads as follows. For this reason also, since the day we heard this, we haven't stopped praying for you. We are asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, so that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work and growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the saints' inheritance in the light. He has rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son He loves. In Him we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Paul begins by telling these believers that after hearing of their faith, he has not stopped praying for them. See, Paul gets it. Life is hard, and he knows that because he lived it. And knowing this, he's never stopped to pray for those that he loves and those that love Christ. And that brings us immediately to our first point for today. Do you pray for your fellow coaches? You know that the coaching life can be difficult. You live it. So knowing this, why wouldn't you lift up your fellow brothers and sisters in the profession? As believers who are in the trenches, I believe that this is a necessary duty that we must take on. Paul goes on to say why he's doing this. He doesn't just leave us guessing. Beyond life being hard, Paul tells us that he's asking that these fellow believers be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. These are the things that Paul is praying for. I don't think that there's anything better that you could pray for on behalf of the coaching fraternity. Wisdom is so crucial when faced with tough decisions, and you know that coaches are faced with these decisions regularly. On top of that, there are all the landmines and difficulties that our players face in this warped culture, and Paul prays that those he loves have spiritual understanding. How beneficial would it be for coaches to not only have an understanding of the concrete that's going on in front of them and within their program, but also a spiritual understanding of what's going on underneath those things? Paul goes on to hit us with the second big point. What's the goal of this? What's the goal of his prayers? So that those that he loves will bear fruit. He loves his people and he wants them to be productive in the kingdom of God. Think about this as a coach. You love your players. There's nothing more that you desire than to see them be successful. And you'll go to great lengths in order to make that happen. So what about your coaching brothers and sisters? You should have a deep desire to see them be fruitful and to have a positive impact on those that they've been entrusted with. Prayer is a powerful weapon, and we should have a deep desire to do everything that we can to help our brothers and sisters in the coaching fraternity succeed. Paul continues, and he says that doing this can strengthen others and provide endurance. Don't you love to know that others are lifting you up in prayer and encouraging you? So if that's the case, then return the favor. Let's go to spiritual warfare for those in the coaching field that we love. Imagine what could be accomplished if we consistently lifted each other up in prayer. Selfishly, imagine how that would change your heart. Paul doesn't stop there. He says, this brings him joy, knowing that those he loves are co-heirs with Christ. They share the same light in a world full of darkness. They've been rescued and are on a mission to rescue others. Coach, the truth is, our situation is equally the same. It's time that the brothers and sisters in Christ that are active in the coaching fraternity band together. So let that be a great challenge in 2022. What could we accomplish if we prayed for each other and constantly encouraged one another? What would the impact be on our student athletes? Paul specifically says, we haven't stopped praying for you. So as we begin this new year, may we meet this challenge head on. Let's pray for each other, and let's refuse to stop. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.